It's not nice to eavesdrop, but it's fun. So let's check in on the comedy of errors at the Baxters. On the Little Things in Life, brought to you by Four-Way Nasal Spray, gives you the fastest decongestant relief possible.
In my house, we've got a fully automatic kitchen. Me. And the worst job I've got to do is scrape and scrub that dirty oven.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Promises, promises.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night, and while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
That's a good idea.
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
You know, I've got a feeling that Mr. Muscle's going to be a good man to wake up to.
Hi, I'm Sandy Wright. In 1966, I was in a Miss Clear All commercial. Then it was, does she or doesn't she? Today, she still does. I love my hair. After 9 years, yes, 9 years of using Miss Clear All cream formula, it's in great condition. Terrific body, easy to manage, and if I have any gray, who knows?
Miss Clear All cream formula. It's the hair color professionals use. The best it can be, at any price. Look for Miss Clear All to know you're the best you can be.
Aunt Maggie, can you think of anything else to put on the grocery list? I'm going shopping tomorrow.
I thought we were going to house clean. Well, I can clean house while you shop.
I'm going early. Maybe you'd like to ride along. Then we can do the house cleaning when we get back.
Has he said anything?
Oh, Bob? About what?
Well, tomorrow.
What about tomorrow?
Oh, now, don't look so innocent.
I don't know what you're talking about, Aunt Maggie.
Oh,
no,
come on.
I don't know what you're talking about at all.
Oh. Well, I think somebody I know is having a birthday.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Is it?
Uh-huh. There's a calendar right on the kitchen wall.
This is the first time I have forgotten my own birthday.
Well, do you think he's remembered, or shall I remind him?
Oh, no, please don't remind him. He'll feel he has to take me out to dinner, and I really and truly do not want to. There are a million things to do before the family all gets here for Thanksgiving. No, dear, I'll be tired from shopping and house cleaning.
Oh, no,
I just don't want
to... We have to celebrate in some way.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm going to make you a birthday cake, for goodness sakes.
All right. That's sweet of you, but I'm certainly not dieting with all the pies and cakes and muffins you make.
I think one should not have to diet on one's birthday.
Well, fine. I can always use another good excuse for eating.
But if he asked you out to dinner, you go.
No, I really don't want to, Aunt Maggie. No, I don't. My hair's a mess. Mm-hmm. I have to wash that and then get all dressed up, and I really just don't have time, and I really don't want to. And I see celery, we need that. Oh, cranberries.
Hey, what are you two doing out here? I'm all by my lonesome in the living room.
Now, watching a football game or a hockey game or a basketball game?
Oh, there's nothing on.
Oh, you poor dear. Well, I'm going upstairs and see if I need shampoo. I think I do. I also want to remind Debbie to clean her room. Honestly, I get so tired of nagging about that. Debbie,
well,
I'm going to talk to you.
Since I have you alone,
mm-hmm.
I think there's something I should ask you.
Well, ask away. What? Any more of those cookies left?
In the cookie jar. Have you remembered what tomorrow is?
Uh-huh, Peg's birthday.
Oh, good. I thought I'd better remind you in case you'd forgotten.
I always remember her birthday.
I remember once you didn't.
Oh, well, that was way back. We'd only been married 2 or 3 years. I didn't know her so well.
You didn't know her. You were married to her.
Well, I just meant I wasn't used to having to remember or something.
Well, were you planning anything for tomorrow? What are you smiling at?
Well, now, listen, don't spill the beans.
I can certainly keep a secret.
Well, okay. I'm having a surprise party for her.
A surprise party? When?
When? Tomorrow. That's her birthday.
Oh, but good heavens, a party. Does she know about it?
How could she know about it if it's going to be a surprise?
Oh, well, yes, of course. I just meant we're all so busy getting ready for all the relatives on Thanksgiving.
So? Why should this interfere?
Well, I don't know. We're just going shopping in the morning, then spend all day house cleaning. And I know she's planning to wash her hair tomorrow evening.
Look, I've planned a nice surprise party.
It isn't going to be a very nice surprise if they arrive when her hair is wet, or if she's got it up in curlers.
All right, then persuade her to wash it the next day.
How do I do that?
I don't know. You'll have to think of something.
Oh, I think washing one's hair is something one decides oneself. She's going to think it's very funny if I suggest you wash it Wednesday. I mean, I'd think it was funny if somebody told me when to wash my hair.
Well, just get her to wash it earlier tomorrow.
We'll be house cleaning all day. She won't wash it till we're through, which I suppose will be late.
Now, Aunt Maggie, I have been phoning people now for several days.
How many have you asked?
What? Oh, I don't know. Quite a few. I didn't make a list.
Oh.
When I thought of somebody else, I just gave them a call.
Well, what are you planning to serve?
Just birthday cake and coffee, and I'll buy the birthday
you
cake.
You certainly will not. I'm not going to have any store cakes. Anyhow, I told her I was making her birthday cake.
Well, maybe I better buy one also. No. I think I've asked quite a few people.
Want me to make two cakes?
No. Peg might notice, and then she'd start wondering. No, now listen. This is what I want you to do. Now, I've asked everyone for 7 o'clock.
7?
Yes, what's wrong with that?
But they expect dinner.
Why? But, I didn't say anything about dinner.
Well, you ask somebody to a party at 7, they'll certainly expect something to eat.
I planned birthday cake and coffee, I just told you.
They will expect more than that. At 7?
Well, you think maybe I should get some hamburgers or something?
For how many people?
I told you, I don't really know. I just called them and said it was Peg's birthday and to drop in about 7 and surprise her.
Now, it certainly will.
Now, look, what I want you to do is get her out of the house about 5 so I can do some decorating and all that, you know? Just put up some happy birthday signs, maybe some crepe paper streamers. It's kind of silly, but I want
to
look festive.
Now, how do I get her out of the house at 5 in the afternoon? We'll have been house cleaning, and then if she washes her hair...
Look, don't you take pills for your high blood pressure?
Yes.
Well, tell her you're out of them,
but
that you just discovered it, and the doctor said you have to take them each day, that you will have to drive into town and get them before the drugstore is closed.
No.
Now, put on an act.
Well, I'm not very good at acting.
Oh, you can do it. Wait a minute. No. Tell her you have an appointment to have your hair done at 5 o'clock. Call in the morning and make one when she isn't listening. Then Peg will decide to get hers done then, too. And then she won't be washing her hair, and you will both be home by 7 o'clock, and it will give me a chance to get things organized.
I don't know if I can do it.
Go upstairs now and tell her so I can get it settled and make my last-minute arrangement.
I'm not very good at acting.
Oh, you'll be fine.
No.
Now, go on,
no.
Please. And whatever you do, Aunt Maggie, don't spill the beans.
Uncle Thaddeus, can I ask you something?
Don't ask for money.
It's this cold, Unc.
Nephew, you need four-way nasal spray.
Will it help?
Use as directed, four-way provides the fastest decongestant relief possible for stuffy noses and sinuses.
Unc, that's a blast. Is it expensive?
Ah, four-way costs a darn sight less than the leading brand. You can't buy faster relief at any price.
I'm gonna get some four-way.
Maybe you've got a nose for business after all.
Do you think all antiperspirants are basically the same? Well, Ban Roll-On antiperspirant may just change your mind. Take effectiveness, for instance. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On antiperspirant will actually help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Make your own test soon. Pick up a bottle of Ban Roll-On, and you may discover what we've shown in tests. Ban Roll-On antiperspirant, proof that not all antiperspirants are created equal.
Peg, dear, where are you?
In here. I'm going over our medicine cabinet. I have to clean this out. We've got bottles of medicine and pills for heaven knows what. I should throw these things out before we take something by mistake.
I forgot to tell you that I have a hair appointment for tomorrow afternoon at 5. You come, too. Why, wash your hair yourself.
What?
Yes. I called Charles and made the appointment the other day, and I just remembered. You don't want to wash your hair at 5 tomorrow.
Charles, cut your hair so you could wash it yourself. That was the whole point when I took you in, Aunt Maggie. What do you mean, why not wash my hair at 5 tomorrow?
Yes, I know, but I thought, since it's your birthday tomorrow, that I'd like to look especially nice.
Oh, nonsense. I'm not worrying about my birthday. Why should you?
Well, I'd like to look especially nice on Thanksgiving, then.
What's the matter with you?
Nothing. Nothing? Why should anything be the matter?
You have a funny look on your face.
Well, it's... Oh, maybe it's my blood pressure.
Don't you feel well, Aunt Maggie?
Well, no. Yes, I do. But, I mean, I really don't. Well, what I mean is, I feel all right now, but maybe I won't feel all right by tomorrow. Well, no. Well, it's just...
Sit down. You just sit down, Aunt Maggie.
All right.
Just sit down. Aren't you taking your pills for your high blood pressure?
Yes. But
sit down.
Well,
I've run
out of them.
Run out of them? Why didn't you tell me?
Well, it means a trip into town to the drugstore.
We're going shopping in the morning. We'll pick some up. No. There's a drugstore that stays open all night. We'll send Bobby in right now to get them.
No.
Aunt Maggie, don't talk. Oh. Please don't talk. You get right into your room, honey. You get undressed and you get right into bed. Go on now, right this minute. Bob?
Yes?
You've got to drive back into town tonight to that drugstore that stays open all night.
No.
Aunt Maggie's out of her high blood pressure pills. Now, come on, let me help you into your room, Aunt Maggie.
I don't need any help, and I am perfectly all right.
No, you are not.
Yes,
now, let me hold your arm, will you? You know blood pressure is a very strange thing. You're probably a little dizzy, dear, without your pills.
What's
you know?
Matter? What is it?
You've got to drive back into town tonight and get Aunt Maggie's high blood pressure
pills.
Tonight?
Yes, she said she's out of them. Now, where is the empty bottle, dear? I'll go get it so I can get your prescription
number. I'll go get it. Now, don't help me up. I'm fine.
All right. And you need the prescription from the doctor, too. He gave you one so you could get it refilled, Aunt Maggie.
Yes, I know.
You did? All right. Oh, I'm worried about her. She's worried about when I wash my hair. Now, you know that is a little peculiar.
She's getting along in years and,
70?
Huh?
She's young these days. And she's usually lively as a cricket and doesn't miss a trick. Must be her high blood pressure, you know. Now, that drugstore on Elm Street stays open.
That's 20 miles into town and 20 miles back.
Do you want anything to happen to Aunt Maggie? Now, I'll go down and get your coat out and look for the car keys. And since you're going to a drugstore, you can get my shampoo. I'll write down everything that I want so you can be sure to get, you know.
Aunt Maggie.
Yes. No, here's the empty bottle. I poured out all my pills so she wouldn't see them.
Boy, you really loused this up. How come? I remember you telling us many times that you had the lead in your high school play.
Well, I wasn't very good. My mother thought I was.
That explains everything. Now, look, what are we going to do about tomorrow?
Oh, that was one of the lines in that play. And I had to say, tomorrow is another day. Well, anyhow, I didn't spill the beans, as you put it.
Well, great. She's going to be really surprised tomorrow.
Yes, she certainly will.
Little Things in Life with Peg Lynch and Bob Dryden and Margaret Hamilton as Aunt Maggie was written by Peg Lynch, directed by Warren Somerville, associate producer Paul Feinstein, and has been brought to you by Ban Roll-On, America's leading roll-on antiperspirant. I'm Charles Woods. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.